at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Tomorrow is primary election day in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott has two people challenging him in the Republican primary. Political observers say he's easily expected to win the primary. On the Democratic side, there are nine candidates. We reported on the two frontrunners, Lupe Valdez and Andrew White. So who are the others? Reporters from across Texas introduce us to three of them. Mose Bushell with KUT in Austin starts it off.
Meet Grady Yarbrough from Flint, Texas. He's a former school teacher and current candidate in the Democratic primary for Texas governor. Are you out campaigning right now?
Yes, I am. I'm in Rockwall County right now.
So it sounds like you enjoy this. You like getting out and driving around the state? And
Yeah, I do. To be honest with you, I really enjoy it.
So much so that this is his sixth run for statewide office. He's run twice as a Republican and four times as a Democrat for everything from land commissioner to U.S. senator.
Win, lose, or draw, I still enjoy participating.
In 2012, he made it to the Democratic primary runoff for the Senate. In 2016, he won the Democratic nomination for railroad commissioner. It's not a bad track record for a guy who many Democratic officials don't want running. His detractors say he's a spoiler candidate who pulls votes because his name sounds like two other famous Texas politicos, Ralph and Don Yarbrough.
When they say that, I just roll up my sleeve and work a little bit harder, work a little bit later at night, and do the very best I can with what I have. And so far, I've done pretty good.
Like in previous years, Yarbrough says he's not raised any money to run. But for such an unorthodox campaign, his platform sounds pretty similar to other Democrats. He'd like to expand Medicaid and boost funding for education. Ideas he says he's getting out by driving around, talking to voters face-to-face, and enjoying every minute of it. And now, with our next candidate, here's Rachel Osier-Lindley from KERA.
Dallas businessman Jeffrey Payne's been on the road, too, with one unexpected result. Puppies. 11 of them.
And yes, you heard that correctly. I have 11 rescue puppies.
He talked about his growing family at a candidate forum last month.
My husband Sergio keeps picking them up as I'm traveling on the road. I hate to see how many we have by November 6th.
Puppies aside, Payne says he's courting Democrats, independents, and even lifelong Republicans.
They are tired. They have all said this is not the party we signed up for.
He's pitching himself as someone who can offer Texans common sense and business sense. If you know anything about him already, it's probably that he owns a popular gay bar in Dallas. But he also grew up in an orphanage in Louisiana and didn't move to Texas until 2005, after Hurricane Katrina.
I came here with only two dogs at the time and $2,000 in my pocket. Since then, I now have five businesses and three nonprofits. Texas has been good to me.
As for his top issues, he tells voters they're all his top issues.
But if you're going to force me to three, it's education, it's health care, and it's women's rights.
Payne's a strong supporter of abortion rights and affordable health care. In schools, he proposes moving standardized testing to the start of classes, then letting teachers use the school year to help kids close gaps in their education.
Last thing, you will Google me.
And you can't talk about Jeffrey Payne
point,
without
sure.
this.
You will find that I like to wear leather.
He was 2009's Mr. Leather International.
I do, and I like to ride my bike.
He likes to remind folks the last governor to don leather and hop on a motorcycle was Ann Richards. Now with our final candidate, here's Houston Public Media's Ed Mayberry.
Candidate Joe Mumbeck of Houston says there have been many unsuccessful efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade under the banner of right to life.
First of all, Republicans are not pro-life. They've been singing that song for 20 years now, but they're not pro-life, they are pro-birth. And after that, you're on your own.
Mumbeck is hoping Democrats will join in a new kind of pro-life effort, affirming a woman's right to choose while offering support and resources to help her choose life. The former Beaumont restaurant owner says that includes promoting quality public education and basic health care access.
A real pro-life person is going to recognize that there is life after birth, and that they're going to oppose capital punishment, most wars, widespread poverty, and ignorance.
But the 68-year-old self-employed audio-video technician isn't running on just one issue.
Basic stuff, we need to raise the minimum wage to $15. It hasn't been raised in 10 years now.
Mumbach wants marijuana legalized and taxed. He wants to attract the Trump supporters he's met who are so fed up with government inaction that they thought anybody is better than this. I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.
We'll hear about some of the other Democratic candidates for governor tomorrow during Morning Edition. Tomorrow, voters will also weigh in on scores of state legislative races in the primary election. And here in North Texas, many divisions between Republicans are on full display in heated and expensive races. KERA's Christopher Connolly talked with Eric Austin about a few of them.
So let's start in Tarrant County in House District 99, where we've got a rematch from 2016 that's playing out. And the candidates have raised more than $1 million so far.
Right. Representative Charlie Guerin has represented the northeast chunk of Fort Worth and Tarrant County since 2000. He's been a close ally of Joe Strauss, the retiring House Speaker, who's been a target of the activist wing of the party. And Guerin is being challenged by businessman Beau French, who lost big by 16 percentage points when he ran against Guerin in 2016.
And the race was pretty nasty back in 2016, and that nastiness has lingered. And this time around, both sides are smearing each other and lobbing allegations. What's going on?
Yeah, so French has alleged that 2 years ago, Charlie Guerin's campaign filed a fraudulent report to Child Protective Services, alleging that French was abusing his children. Late last year, Beau French and his wife filed a lawsuit against someone who worked for the Guerin campaign. And Guerin's camp is dredging up legal drama between French and Taya Kyle. She's the widow of Chris Kyle, the American sniper who was killed at a shooting range in 2013. In 2016, her lawyers demanded that French stop using Chris Kyle in campaign materials.
And this isn't just two guys slinging mud. We're seeing two different factions battling it out in this race.
Right, so they're both running as the true conservative in the race, but you have Guerin more aligned with the business establishment side of the Republican spectrum. He's close with local Tarrant County leaders, and French is coming from the more activist wing of the party that wants an even more conservative agenda in Austin. And this dynamic is playing out in Republican primary races all across Texas right now.
Okay, so let's head over to the eastern side of the metro to Texas Senate District 2. It's a district that covers the eastern part of Dallas County, and it also includes Rockwall County and several counties to the east. And that's where State Representative Cindy Burkett is challenging the incumbent, Senator Bob Hall.
Right, so this race is also really expensive. $1 million raised by the campaigns, and it's kind of the mirror image of the Guerin-French race. In this case, you've got an incumbent in Bob Hall, who is very well-liked by the activist wing of the Republican Party. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has even dubbed Hall the most conservative member of the Texas Senate.
And his challenger, Cindy Burkett, she's represented a House district in the eastern part of Dallas County for several years.
Right. And Burkett's more of the business wing of the party. She's campaigning on bread and butter issues like public school funding and expanding the LBJ freeway. And she says her challenge isn't really about ideology. It's really about effectiveness. In two sessions, she points out, Hall has passed just one bill that he wrote. And this race has gotten really heated. A mailer from the Dallas Police Association's Political Action Committee highlighted a 24-year-old domestic violence case against Hall. The case was dismissed, and Hall denied hurting his ex-wife. His current wife has made a video calling Burkett a liar.
Now, of course, if we're talking about expensive and negative Republican infighting this cycle, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Angela Paxton and Philip Huffines. They're duking it out in Collin County, and that's the primary for State Senate District 8.
This is the most expensive state legislative race in Texas. Each side is marshaling millions of dollars against each other. They're buying a lot of TV ads. A lot of the TV ads are negative. In this case, though, I mean, you really kind of see both of them going after that most conservative ideological Republican voter base. It's a little bit of a different dynamic than the other races in North Texas.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
We have a voter's guide at texasdecides.org. At 6:30, this is KERA News.